Calling all detectives. Music makes money for lots of people. And some music once earned me a fat fee, even though I never did hear the music. That is the situation on this page for my casebook. The casebook of Jerry Browning, private detective. A private detective like me, Jerry Browning, never knows what he's going to be called on to do. But the caller who walked into my office one Saturday afternoon was someone I'm always glad to see. My friend, the ex-burglar, Louie.
Hello, Jerry. Could you come with me back to the Hamburger Heaven?
Not just now, Louie. Look. I handed him the newspaper.
Warehouse robbery still unsolved. $1,000 reward offered for gang's capture. You working on this case? You after the crooks that stole the minks and sables?
Not officially, Louie, but I could use that $1,000. Got my own ideas about this robbery. I think it was worked by a new gang, a smart organization, with a big brain behind it.
Oh, I get you, Jer. Well, sorry I bothered you.
Louie turned to leave, but he looked so dejected. Louie, this case is a week old already. Losing another hour or two won't matter. Come on. Louie grinned from ear to ear.
Jerry, that's great. Wait till you see. I got a big surprise for you, pal. That'll lay you right in the alley.
I was urged by my old friend Louie to see a big surprise at his restaurant, Hamburger Heaven.
When you wore a tall empty.
Feel pretty good, don't you, Louie?
Sure do, Jerry. And if you like music like I like music, you're gonna be crazy about my surprise. Oh, here we are. Come on, hurry. There it is, Jerry. Look, neon lights and everything.
I blinked. Louie's Hamburger Heaven had the world's most fantastic jukebox. It had neon lights, bubble effects. In fact, it gave out with everything but music.
It don't play, Jerry. Not yet, anyway. But that don't matter.
What do you mean it doesn't matter? That gimmick must have cost you a lot of money, and if you don't get any returns, where's the percentage? Louie gestured at all the customers busily stuffing themselves with fish burgers, peanut burgers, and other specialties of the house.
The jukery brings them in, Jerry. They come in to look at it, and then they stay to eat. Anyhow, I didn't lay out no cash. Fella named Herbert Victor gave me a slick proposition. Says this is a new kind of machine. I should let him put it in here for free. I get all the profits.
What profits, Louie?
Eating profits, I guess.
I shook my head. Louie was incorrigible. The original sucker for a sales talk. I walked over to examine the jukebox. Louie was right behind me.
Ain't it a Lulu, Jerry? And look at the beautiful songs it's got. The Champagne Waltz, Rosalie, Old Man River, Anchors Away.
11:30 Saturday night, climbing up the Golden Stair, Cabin in the Sky.
Oldies, Jerry, but them songs never die. Sure wish it had When You Wore a Tulip. That's my favorite tune.
I was saved from more of Louie's humming, because just then a man dressed in work clothes and carrying a black satchel walked in. He went straight for the jukebox and started changing the selection list. Louie was annoyed.
This is the second time you changed the tunes, mister, and we ain't heard nothing yet.
The serviceman didn't look up from his work.
Listen, Schmo, Mr. Victor loaned you this as a display machine. It's bringing you business, so what you got to complain about?
Nothing. Only I sure wish it'd make music and I could hear When You Wore a Tulip.
I was afraid Louie was going to burst into song again. Louie, I gotta run along now.
Sure, Jerry. I understand. Thanks for stopping in. See you later, pal.
It was too late to go back to the office. I went home, brooded about the warehouse robbery for a while, finally gave up and went to bed. The next morning, Sunday, I turned on my radio for the news and heard just one item. Midnight robbery of River Cargo Boat Rosalie, 500 cases of champagne stolen. I jumped into my clothes, ran downstairs, and because I didn't want to waste time getting my car, I grabbed a cab. I got to Louis, told the driver to wait.
Jerry, you back so soon? Jerry, hey, what are you doing?
What I was doing was smashing the glass window of the jukebox. I reached inside, plucked out the selection panel.
Jerry, you wrecked my beautiful jokery.
Don't worry, I'll explain later. But Louis wasn't waiting for explanations. He followed me into the cab.
Where to, gents?
I consulted the panel in my hand. Head for 12th Street, driver. I turned to Louis. Louis, take a look at this. I handed him the panel.
12th Street, Rag. Little white lies on a sunny afternoon. 1 minute to one. Changing of the guard. Green eyes.
Louis, that's a code. The plan for another robbery. Last night, a cargo boat, the Rosalie, got it. Champagne was stolen. Remember those tunes, Rosalie, the Champagne Waltz, and all the other instructions for time and how the gang was to climb the stair? They slugged the captain in the cabin.
Yeah. Cabin in the sky. I remember. And now I get it. Today, they're planning to stick up a gent on 12th Street. Let's see. Little white lies. That's White's Jewelry Store.
Hear that, driver? Get us to White's, but fast.
Yeah, we gotta hurry. According to this, the heist is scheduled for 1 minute to one. Wonder what green ice means.
He didn't have long to wonder. We got there at 6 minutes to one, just before the changing of the guard, and we were ready for the gang. We let them get in, and then they couldn't get out. We rounded up every member, from Herbert Victor to the serviceman, the muscle boys, all the members who had assembled at Louis' to get their instructions off the jukebox. Jonathan White tried to express his gratitude.
You've saved $40,000 in emeralds. Emeralds, Jerry! That's green eyes!
Yeah. Louis and I were heroes, and the police collected all the loot from the Rosalie's robbery and the fur warehouse deal before that. I collected the $1,000 reward. And spent half of it on a new jukebox for Louis. One that glows in the dark and has not only a list of selections, but records as well. Like I said, I never know what I'm going to be called on to do next. But off the record, I'm willing to face the music.